surfing.
We know it's a minig Yisrael, minig ha'olam, that when somebody sneezes, one says, Sisa, bless you, labriot, zigazunt. And so I want to speak about it's most unusual that we have something which we see the entire world does, even all the goyim, say, bless you. Is this a Yiddish minig? Not a Yiddish minig? Is it a correct minig? Is it not correct? So it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch twice. It's brought down once in Siman Kif Ayin in Aruch Chaim in Hilchas Seder. There the Mechaber mentions that you're not supposed to talk in the middle of a Seder. Shema Yagdem Kuna Leveshet. Perhaps the food will go down the wrong way. Says the Mechaber, Vafile Mishin Es Atish B'Seder, even somebody sneezes, Usa Loi Meloi Asisa. You can't say, Asisa, bless you. So I see from the Mechaber very clearly that Shaloi B'Shal Sasida, Avada, you can do it. Perhaps you're supposed to do it. And also Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Talmud Torah and Yerodei Reish Mem Vov also says, Ein Oymrim Loi Refia B'Beis HaMedrash. Whilst one's learning in the Beis HaMedrash, one doesn't say Asisa. Says the Mogen Avraham and Simon Reish Lamed, B'Shem the Mashal, Mishem Es Atish, somebody who sneezes, the Chavera Oymaloi Asisa, and his Chavera says to him Asisa, says the Mogen Avraham, he should say back to him, Boruch Tia. And then says the Mogen Avraham, and then he should add on, Lishi Oscho Kivisi Hashem, because I'm a Spalbab Chaveroi Hinan Etchila. And since you said Boruch Tia, therefore, you gave him a Brucha, you can say Lishi Oscho Kivisi Hashem. So we see very clearly, Lechoira, that it is correct to say Asisa, Nazoi Shtait, and Shulchan Aruch, and the Mogen Avraham. So I was very surprised to see in a Sefer, Knesset Mordecha, from one of the Sadiger Rebbe, Zechoi Nevrucha, who quotes a story from the Eshta Hosiatun Rebbe, a zin from the Heilige Rishna, that somebody, his great Hasidim, was actually the Koich of Miyakiv, one of the Gresta Rabbunim. He once sneezed, the Siatun Rebbe sneezed, and the Koich of Miyakiv said back to the Rebbe, Asisa. And the Siatun Rebbe said to him, it's Dar Kei Ho Emoiri. You shouldn't say Asisa. It's Dar Kei Emoiri, it's superstitious. And he was very taken aback, and he said, Ozoi. He said, yes, it's a Tosefta. It's actually a Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Ches. Says there the Tosefta, Ha'oime Merapa. Somebody who says, Merapa, Refia Gzint, Harizeh Midakei Ho'em Moiri. Rebbe Luzer, Rebbe Tzudik Oime, Loi Hoi Oime Merapim Neidakei Ho'em Moiri. So we see a Kalora Tosefta. But yet, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and the Mogen Avraham. So we need to understand, is it the correct thing to do or not? And if it's not, Hayituchen, that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So we have a Gemara, Masechtas Bruchas, in Dafnin Gimel Amud Aleph, which l'chore, this Gemara Bruchas seems to be choyluk on this Tosefta. The Gemara tells us, Beis Rabban Gamliel, Loi hoya oimrim merape be beis hamedrash. They won't say asus in the beis hamedrash, mipnei bittel beis hamedrash. Says Rashi, leudam misatish regilim loima asisa. Says Rashi very clearly. Somebody sneezes, regilim loima. You say, says tells us the Gemara, but not in the beis hamedrash. What do I see from this Gemara? Very clearly that regilim loima, no, just bishas. Limit our Torah, it's not correct, als bittel beis hamedrash. I was very surprised to see in a Sefer, Imre Noyim, there's a Sefer from the Vilna Gaon on Masechtas Bruchas, called Imre Noyim. And on this very Gemara, he says, you see from the Lushan HaGemara, it's Mashma, that only beis hamedrash you shouldn't say Asisa, but outside beis hamedrash, you should. Avo b'toysef de Shabbos Perches, chushiv dovezeh bein advurim shasir mishim dakeh moiri. Comes along the Vilna Gaon now with a mechidish dike mahalach. V'yesh loima. De ein a perish kemoi shoho oilem soivrim. The perish is not like one thinks. Da chachomim sovra da fila beis hamedish mitha. And the Mu tells us, beis ha'am gamliel wa machme not to do, to say assistant beis hamedish, it was a chimra. That's not the pshat. Ela adarabba, chachomim ofrim b'chol mokoyim, afila shaloi b'beis medrash, mishim dake amoyri. Chazalim gehalten, it's always forbidden to say asisa, even outside the beis medrash, because it's dake hu amoyri. Ela shirabba gamliel mate b'chol mokoyim. Rigamliel says, I'm choylik in Chazal, I'm not choyshish for this tosefta that's dake amoyri. I hold you allowed to always say asisa. Rak be beis hamedrash lehoyamat. In the beis hamedrash, he didn't want me a bitl beis hamedrash. Over emes fitos the vilnagun halucha kechachomem lechein usa bechol mokoyim. So according to the vilnagun lechayra, we see that he is being choylik on the shulchan aruch and the mugen avrum, that the vilnagun is saying it is forbidden. The halucha said the chachomem and mechidish dike mahalach in this. Gemara, and he's mechadish that the Chazal say it's always forbidden, and it's only Rabbi Gamliel who he comes along, who he is matir outside the Beis Medrash, but in the Beis Medrash he's also maskim Yishuv. But the Chazal say always you're forbidden, and that says the Vilna Gaon is the halachas. In the new edition of this sefer, he asks already on this pshat of the Vilna Gaon that our minig to say asisa, you'll find it in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. State in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Ad Yaakov Avini lahoya udam oitish v'chaya. Nobody sneezed and stayed alive. Everybody, how it used to be, tells us Chazal, a person would sneeze and it was his first and his last time, and he dropped down dead. And came along Yaakov Avini, and he was mevakish rachmim. A person should have time to prepare himself. Shouldn't be nifta suddenly from one second to the next. Should have time to prepare himself. And that's what state hina yavicha choyle. Yaakov Avini was the first person to become ill before he died. Therefore, svitos apikad rebelezer leficha chayvudem loyme baatishusoy chayim. Chayiv, the solution of the pikad rebelezer, chayvudem loyme. So says the Moitzi La'or from the Sefer Imrinoyim, it would appear, well, that Pshat is as follows, that we have a machloikus. What does it actually mean? What are we saying when we say asusa tzigizont? What is it, a brucha, or is it a shvach v'haidua la'Hashem yizborach? The lotion of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is Chayev Udam Loima Ba'atishu Soy, on his sneeze Chayim. We're not speaking about somebody else wishing him Chayim. We're speaking about a person, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is speaking, a person himself. You sneeze, you got a Chayev to thank Hashem. And Be'emes, if you look in the Yalkut Shemoini, in Parshas Lech Lecho, the lotion of the Yalkut Shemoini is Chayev Udam Ba'atisha Lahoidois LaHakodesh Baruch Hu Shenepach Mimuvus LaChayim. Doesn't say anything about giving somebody else a brucha. You've got to thank Hashem that you're still alive. And if you look in the Shlua Kodesh says that this lushan of Asisa is Ke'en Birchas HaGoimel. It's like a thanksgiving to Hashem. I'm thanking Hashem. I sneezed and I'm still here to talk about it. I've got to thank Hashem. The Makor Chayim and Simon Reish Lamed, that's from the Chavos Yoeh, says that just like you say asisa when somebody else sneezes, behiyosi levadi, when I'm by myself and I sneeze, ve'einoy, there's no one to say to me asisa, amati ani alitishi asisi, I said myself, on myself. You see again from the Mekor Chayim that it would appear that asisa is not a lushan of wishing somebody else, it's a hoidua to the Rabbi Nishloilim. And Azoy Shrab, the Wurzburger Ruf, Psuchadov Bamberger was actually my Zayda, asks Akasha. We know, we've got a klal, that you're not allowed to be mispalel belushin arami. Al yispal, yishal udam tseruchov belushin arami. Asisa is lushin arami. So, how does it work? When somebody sneezes, we give him a brucha, but you're not allowed to be shoyel tseruchov. You can't ask your needs. So, vuzuk when lushin asisa? Zuk the Wurzburger Ruf, va'acha ho'iyah belushin ha-medrash shehevi ha-orech, nira tarot she'eine belushin tefila ele belushin shvach v'hoidua la-haskuras ha-nes. He understands, again, and this fits in with the Yalkut Shemoini, with the Shlua Kudish, with the Chavos Yoeh, that asisa is not actually a lushin of unvention somebody else. It's a lushin of speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore there's no problem of Lushan Arami, because Lushan Arami is only forbidden when you're Shoyel Tzeruchov, Al Yishal Tzeruchov. But when you're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, could be, then it's not a problem to be mispalel shvach vaydua to the Ribbono Shel Olam belushan arami. So the Moitzi La'oi doesn't quote all these makos, but he wants to say there's a difference between damning to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that isn't a shala of Darkei Amoiri. Whereas as somebody who wants to give somebody else a bruch, I'm concerned he's about to drop down dead, that would be a shala of Darkei Amoiri. I want to bring a raya from the Mugen Avraham. The Mugen Avraham also understood that Asisa is not a Lushan Tefillah to be mispal for somebody else. Why? Because the Mugen Avraham there, in Simur Reish Lamed, says, Mishin Esatish, somebody who sneezed, V'chaveira umalei Asisa, Yoy malei Buruch Tiyah, so the one who sneezed now says back to him, thank you, Buruch Tiyah, because the one who sneezed says Buruch Tiyah, that entitles him now to say, oh, Rabbi Yishlom, I was mispal bat chaveiroi. So l'shiosk kviyas Hashem, amen tchila, please. But l'choira, the one who said Asisa, he was mispal first. Reuven sneezed. Shimon says Asisa. So Asisa, he was mispal. He should be gezint. Why does the Mugen Avraham not say that the person who says Asisa is entitled to say L'shiosa Kviz Hashem? Why does he say it goes on the one who sneezed? The one who sneezed, because he said Buruch Tiyah, he's called Mitzpal Bat Chaveh Tchila. I see from the Mugen Avraham, he must also have understood that Asisa is not a tefillah for Yena. Asisa is a lushan of davening of Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And since it's a Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not bringing Shalom for Yena, it doesn't entitle you then to be called Mithpal Bat Chaveiro Tchila. So this is what we see, Lech Oira, that all these Sforim and Chazal learn now, Be'ikav, that they understood that Asisa is not a lushan of Tfilah on Yena, but it's a Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, it doesn't really fit in with the Lushan HaMachaber. Because the Machaber says very clearly, Afile minisatish besida usa loy ma loy asisa. We're speaking about ein omrim loy refiba beis hamedish. Well, chayr, we're speaking about giving yena a brucha. So if giving yena a brucha, it's not a shvach vaydu to the boishma, I'm giving him a brucha. So what's with this Tosefta? Why is there not no darkei amoiri? So the Masham in his Sefer Das Torah, and also there on Simon Reish Lamed, he asks his Kasha, why are we not concerned about this Tosefta of Darkei Amoiri? So you could say, like the Pashtus, not like the Vilna Gaon, that the Gemara and Bruchas Beis Ungliel disproves this, that we're not choishish for this. But he brings a different teretz. He brings a Beis Yosef, a grosser chiddush from the Beis Yosef, and Simon Kif Ein Ches in Yoredei, where the Beis Yosef says, Be'emes Shahar bedvorim shneim ba'oisa tesefta shesh bem darkei moiri. There are many things, if you look in that tesefta, which Chazal mention, are forbidden as darkei moiri. V'har b'mnayudam nechshul b'mein ishtam alev. No one seems too bothered about it. V'shem amash melehiz of the Beis Yosef, shein luchish mishin darkei moiri edvorim shizkri b'gemura, bilvad. V'chol shadvum ashneim b'tesefta heva deloike hilchasa. Anything which we don't find, even if we don't have a Gemara, Beferish Gemara against it, but I haven't got it written in our Talmud Bavli, if the only Makor is from the Tosefta, we are not Choshish for this particular Chimra. So therefore, says the Masham, I see from this Beis Yosef, that something which we only find in the Tosefta, and we don't have it in the Bavli against that, then the Choyra, we don't have to worry about that Kemoi. I want to give another reason why there's no problem of Darkei Amoiri. And that is from this week's Parsha. Eliezer Eved Avraham, when he went to look for Shidduch for Avraham, for Yitzchok, so he made a simon, Hanara Shetoyma Shesei Vegam Negemalecha Ashke, Oysa Chad Cholav Yitzchok. He didn't ask about any questions. This one sign. If she does this, she's right Shidduch. If she doesn't do this, she can all the malice in the world, no good. Freik Toises in Chilin in Daft Sadik Hei on the base, Loch Oire, this itself was forbidden, because we have a Pusik in Shoiftim, Lois Semachashi. You can't act in a superstitious way. If I see a black cat go under the ladder, it's a sign, it's a bad sign. See a white cat, it's a good sign. That's the issa of nichesh, of being superstitious. So freak toises to come along and base a whole zivig on one particular simon, that lechoyre is forbidden als loisenachshi. Also freak toises. State in many achroinim, gedoyle achroinim, an answer. The Marash El Ghazi, the Sefer Lev Arya on Chilin, from on the Gedoyle Achroinim, they say as follows: the Issa of Nichesh is, instead of trusting in Hashem, you put your whole faith in silly, meaningless, superstitious happenings, signs which you have sort of just thought of yourself. Oba Zukta Marash El Ghazi as follows: Ein is a nichesh rakesh menachesh al hamikra asmoi beli lahaskis shem Hashem. If it's a black cat, bad sign. White cat, good sign. Oh, but if you bring Hashem into it, you daven to Hashem, then there's no problem. The is a nichesh is only beli lahaskis shem Hashem, vina vakesh menesiyatoi, and without asking the help of Hashem. The oz yesh bezeh inyan kishuf, like Chazal say, mash eiken Eliezer, sha'oma Hashem elokei adoni avrum hakrenu lefuna hayoim, and he asked, please Hashem, make that she should do this simon which I have chosen. So he's asking this of Hashem, and he's putting his trust in Hashem. Then with the Marash El Ghazi, avada, there's no issa at all of nichesh. Now says the Meiri, in his Perash in Masech the Shabbos, and of Samach Zayinu Mebeis, Kol ma shenema derech brucha. When you do something derech brucha, ein kan nichesh. Shloi nema elech derech tefillah. What you're doing is derech tefillah. In mizeh hamin, this is what's meant, mikan netir loima asisa. Zuk the Meiri very clearly, that's why there is no issa of saying asisa, because when it's something dark and moiri, when you're doing it, else suspicious. If this happened, that's a bad sign. That the other thing happened, it's a good sign. But if I am coming along and I'm giving you a brucha, the pshat is I need to be mispalel for you, because that the pshat is that I am trusting, putting my faith in the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And be'emes, we find this yisod in the Chasdei Dovid. There's a sefer Chasdei Dovid on the Tosefta, from one of the Gedoyle Achroin, Reb Dovid Pardoy. And he says as follows, even according to the Man de Omer in the Tosefta, that there is a Issa of Darkei Hamoiri, if we want to be choishish for this Tosefta, Zug Reb Dovid Pardoy, Oba Nira de Mai de Noeg Ho'idna, that what we have nowadays, the Minig, Loyma Inna Shanafshe Lishi Oscho Kivisi Hashem, we say, Asisa, Buruch Tia, Rishios Kvisi Hashem, Behu Vadai Afile Letanakama Moida. Even the Tanakama then, the Tesefta says, is the Issa of Darkei Moiri, of being superstitious, he'll be Moida, that there's no problem whatsoever. The Holy Kitchabrihi Ka'oma, Ibura, and this is very, very clear. So with this, we understand now, although we don't find this in the Gemara, to say, it's first written in the Mogen Avraham, and it's written in other Sforum as well, Shloa Kudosh. Why did they add this on? In order, Zug the Chasdei Dovid, to get out of any chashash at all of there being a problem of Darkei Moiri, Mizug Lishioscha Kvisi Hashem, you got no problem whatsoever. Today, the minig is that we don't say Lishioscha Kvisi Hashem. The reason for this is, Zug the Chasam Sofer as follows. We find in next week's Pasha, that when Yaakov Avini came in to get the bruchas from Yitzchak Avini, and Yitzchak Avini said to him, "Mazo mihat limsoi b'ni," he said, "Hakrei Hashem lefunai." And Yitzchak Avini was taken aback and said, "Oh, Shem Shemaim Shugah Befiv, this doesn't sound to me like Esav Arusha." Freak the Rambam, a minute, Yitzchak Avini thought that Esav was a tzaddik as well. So how could he not spot that Esav wasn't a tzaddik if he never heard him say Shem Hashem? So Zuk the Ramban, as Yitzchak Avini had understood, I thought this was also part of the Yirah Shemayim of Esav Arusha, that he didn't want to have the whole time Shem Hashem Shugah Befiv, because Esav was an Ish Sudeh, and therefore throughout the day he was often b'mekoymois, which were not Tahoiras were not Mekomas HaMetinufos. Therefore, he was worried if he always gets used to saying Shem Hashem Shugah Befiv, he will by mistake inadvertently end up saying it when he in a place where he shouldn't be saying it. So Yitzchok Avinu of Verstandem, this is the Cheshbon of Esav, and Zfekez was a Simif in Zan Yishamayim. Zuk the Chasam Sofer, what do we see from this Rambam? That it's a simon of Yishamayim for a person not to have Shem Shemayim Shug Befiv if there's going to be a chashash that he will end up sometimes saying it, but Mekoimus Hatinufis. So if it becomes always like an automatic recital, every time you hear somebody sneeze, you say, Asisa, Bukhti El Shiosuk Vis Hashem. What will end up will be that sometimes it can happen in the bathhouse, in the whatever, in a place where it's not clean, where there's tzoya and so on. Zog the Chasam Sofer, that's why we have the minig not to say l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem. So Kimdos, we could afsha add on that even though today the minig is not saying l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem, but since Be'etzem we would really be saying l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem, because we understand that everything is nishduke mikra and tevel sheboilim klal, and everybody is tuli b'yad Hashem, and the only reason why we're not saying l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem is the chasayva as yir shemayim, so oi b'zeh mekenesh jugan as our leaving out l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem, therefore shmekt chas v'shulim fendake ha'moiri, when we're only leaving out because of that. So hayoytim et vareini, at this story in the Hosiyata and the Rebbe, which he said, as he said to the Koich of Miyakov, is Dakeh Moiri. It could be again by Azar Udam Gudel, like the Koich of Miyakov, which won the Grista Gedoyle Ga'oina Yisruel, Behim Efsha, there wasn't Azar Hashash, for the Hamoinom there is a Hashash. So it could be just by him on his Madrega, like the Vilna Gaon says, he went on this Mahalach, but just saying Asisa itself might be looked at as a chashash for Udam Gudel, so he should have said l'shi'oscha kevisi Hashem, I don't know. Aber eich sheyia, this is our minig, and again, we have a machloik, because what is the translation, the meaning of Asisa? Is it, as we always understood, Pashas, it's a brucha to Yenavid, the Pekah der Beleza says, as one has to give somebody a brucha, they should be gezind, or is it a shvach v'haidua to the Rabbi Nishloilam, as like the Shlua Kodesh says, a bechina of Birchas HaGoymel, in the Ikid, with all Alzheim, gezind and stark, Asisa, Labriot, Lachayev, and all the brucha. Stick it in.